Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Lights. They're supposed to give us hope, to light up the darkness and to dispel fear. They're supposed to. However, sometimes lights are the very thing that confuse and terrify us. And these true stories about strange lights will have you confused and maybe just a little bit terrified as well. Cemetery Light. Otter Creek, Mount Desert Island, Maine, United States, 2019. Kira lived on her own. Now, it wasn't always that way, but sadly, in 2018, her partner had died of an accidental overdose. This period of her life was understandably extremely traumatic for Kira, and in her own words, it changed her forever. It was a year after the passing of her partner that Kira was living in an above-the-garage apartment in Otter Creek, and the village cemetery was essentially the backyard to the property. Then, further on at the rear of the cemetery, there was a road leading to campgrounds that are part of the Acadia National Park. One winter evening, as Kira was coming home from work, she was feeling quite upset. The next day was the one-year anniversary of her partner's death. It was only 7 p.m, but it was quite dark already, and there was not much traffic on the roads. Even the main streets of the town were not so busy, as the area is quite remote and dark, even early in the evening, and winter was in full swing. Kira had an uneventful drive home, but was still upset about the fact of the anniversary coming up the next day. She entered her home through the garage, as she always did after work, and, taking a deep breath, she paused to take in the quiet and the stillness of the night. She looked over at the cemetery to the rear of the property, which she could see through the window of one of the doors. Here she stood in silence, contemplating her heavy heart and thinking about how difficult the next day was going to be. She still missed her partner dearly, but felt so helpless at the situation. While she was thinking, suddenly, something caught her eye. It was a bright, circular white light shining at the back of the cemetery. Now, she knew this was the area that was bordered by the road, and so her first thought was that it was particularly bright headlights on someone's car or bike. But then, she thought about it some more. The conditions out there were extremely bad. Firstly, there was the lack of natural or artificial light. Secondly, the freezing temperatures and the unploughed, thickly ice-covered roads made it very hazardous. It was rare to see anybody out there this time of year, even during the day, but still Kira thought that surely it had to be a neighbour, either walking his dogs, using a flashlight or anything like that. But as Kira watched, the light, having grabbed her full attention by this point, started to move around. This strange light moved as if it was floating and moved by an unseen hand. It kept a steady speed, she guessed about 20 kilometres an hour or so. It moved right to left along the perimeter of the piece of land it was on. Then it started to fade in and out of intensity. It also began to ascend up into the trees, about 6 meters off the ground, only to descend back to its original height. Kira kept watching amazed, her mind going fast as the light moved back and forth, up and down, getting brighter and dimmer, over and over. Kira started to grow a bit concerned now, but she didn't panic. She tried to rationalize what she was seeing. She called to her roommate to come down the stairs to confirm what she was seeing. Her roommate came down, and together they watched stunned and starting to get a little creeped out. There was no way that they were going to go outside and investigate, and this little bright light continued its bizarre, inhuman motions for another 10 minutes or so. And then suddenly, the light just disappeared into thin air, as if it was never there. Was this some sign from her partner? Or was it simply a case of a mysterious light putting on a show? I guess we'll never know. I would love to hear from you all about your own paranormal experiences. Our email details are at the end of the show. Flying Light. South Wentworthville, New South Wales, Australia, January 2006. Davin was at home alone one night and was tidying up his upstairs bedroom. He'd had a quiet day and the sun was just about to set, but there was still enough light to see outside of his window clearly. He passed by the window of his room several times as he worked, and he had not really noticed if anything was going on outside. He did take notice of how quiet the evening seemed to be, and wondered why there were no neighbourhood sounds. As he tidied up and made his bed, the darkness of night seemed to creep across the land, and, maybe because of that darkness, he suddenly noticed something when he looked out of the window into the neighbour's backyard below. It was a little white light, and it was really rather bright for something so small. From where he stood, it didn't look any larger than a marble. This little bright light seemed to just hover in one spot, as if it were floating. It didn't appear to be connected to anything, and just sat there in the air. Whatever this little light was, it was about a meter or so off the ground, and hung there silently. He watched this light for a second or two curiously, and recalls that he wasn't afraid of it, but he certainly did not understand what he was seeing. Although the little light had first appeared to be stationary in one point of the yard, when Davin noticed it, it started to move, as if it had some purpose. The light moved in a straight line, from one end of the yard that it was at. Slowly, silently, and smoothly, it floated to the other end of the yard, where there was a shed. It was here that the light seemed to hide itself behind the shed. It was almost as if it was intentionally doing it. Davin then lost sight of the light altogether, as it did not re-emerge from the other side of the shed. And although he waited a while to see if it would appear again, it never did.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I just wanted to thank you all for being here and supporting this project. You guys are amazing. If you like my work and want to show your support, you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com. Just look for SOS Paranormal, or there is a link in the description. Thanks again, guys, and now back to the stories. The Marble of Light. Makikihi, New Zealand, 2021. Brett loved going camping and would do so several times a year. This area of New Zealand's South Island was one of his favourite places to go. He would often arrange time away with some friends and have beach fires and stay in their camper vans. The place, he says, is beautiful, but it's also very quiet and very desolate. There is a lagoon here, and beyond that, the great expanse of the Pacific Ocean. Brett would often camp here and walk along the beach looking for seashells, and then eventually return to meet his friends at the beach campfire. On one particular night, he was walking in a southerly direction down the track that ran parallel to the beach. He walked along, enjoying the calmness of the evening. He was smoking a cigarette as he went. The place was so peaceful and quiet, and he wondered why life couldn't be more like this more of the time. When suddenly, he noticed something appeared to be on his left-hand side that wasn't there before and probably shouldn't be there. He guessed that it was about 15 metres or so away from him, and he was shocked to see it there because, again, there was never anything here except for a few feral kittens. It was a green, glowing ball. It just seemed to hang there hovering just above the flax. He was truly stunned and wide-eyed, just stared at it. Now, Brett admits that he is a total non-believer and labelled himself as a typical lout who would normally be very vocal in his disbelief. But, on this occasion, he was stunned into silence. Maybe it was the isolation. Maybe it was the fact that he was standing alone in this spot at this point in time. Or maybe it was the fact that he thought that even he wouldn't believe himself afterwards. And yet he stood there, silent and staring, trying to figure out what this light was. He studied it carefully and said that it would have been about a metre to a metre and a half in diameter, and it was like a giant green marble. He couldn't make sense of it either, as he saw what looked like smoke or gas inside of it, or a bunch of ribbons moving about. It was turning slowly, ever so slowly, and was not making any draft or wash on the long grass or flax around it. And it wasn't making any sound at all. He could clearly hear the ocean to his right, though. But this object, this strange light, nothing, not a sound. He realised that he needed to capture the moment and pulled out his phone. In an excited state, he wanted to hit record, but only managed to get a few poorly focused photos. So he started to take big steps towards it. He would hold the phone up and try to capture it, only glancing down so that he didn't trip on the weeds while holding the phone up. He got quite close, maybe halfway through the weeds, as he looked up again. And suddenly, it was gone. He didn't get any more pictures, and he didn't see the exact moment it went or disappeared. He was just left standing there, thinking, what the heck had just happened? He, then confused, trudged back through the weeds towards the campsite, every now and then looking back to see if that strange object ever returned. But it never did. In If you'd like to submit your own chilling true tale so that your story might be featured in one of these episodes, contact me on seekersosparanormal@gmail.com. Email details are in the description. Thanks again for joining me. Until next time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.